deposits, regulates the amount of currency in circulation, and produces cash. The national body that regulates the currency has the power to devalue the currency or issue embargoes, which can prohibit monetary exchanges with other currencies. Bitcoin works differently. Rather than a central bank, Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer currency that allows users to exchange money with each other without being regulated by financial policies. It is not regulated by any national government, treasury, or mint. The lack of a central bank regulating the value of a Bitcoin means that no one, not even Satoshi Nakamoto, can manipulate the value of the currency. Rather, its value is determined by the number of people who are using it. Like other markets and currencies, it is bound by many of the same laws of supply and demand. This means that the demand for the currency determines what it is worth. Without centralized regulation, Bitcoin operates in a more laissez-faire economic style. Laissez-faire is an economic model which advocates that society is able to regulate itself without intervention from governments. Historically, laissez-faire economies have spawned large banks and corporations that in some cases have become more powerful than their national governments. This happened in the United States during the 1800s when wealthy individuals such as Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller created massive trusts that monopolized the steel, sugar, and oil industries, amongst others. However, this has not happened with Bitcoin. At least part of this success can be attributed to the lack of centralized regulation from a government, and rather through the decentralized regulation of the peer-to-peer network. Chapter 2. How do you get Bitcoin? With the incredible rise in the value of Bitcoin over the past few years, and the fact that its value is expected to continue to increase, many people are wondering how they can get their hands on Bitcoins. Many individuals have become very wealthy through investments in Bitcoin. Take, for example, the man who bought $27 worth of Bitcoins in 2009, forgot about them, and then found a few years later that they were worth nearly $900,000. Satoshi Nakamoto is estimated to hold approximately 1 million Bitcoins. Were he to cash them out for fiat currency, the entire Bitcoin economy could be affected for months. There are two primary ways that someone can obtain Bitcoins, either through purchasing them, either from a Bitcoin exchange or by having someone pay him or her in Bitcoin, or through mining them. For more information on mining, see What is Bitcoin Mining? Purchasing Bitcoins. Purchasing Bitcoins is a relatively straightforward task. An individual needs to find a Bitcoin wallet and or exchange service that he or she feels confident in and that will help him or her meet his or her needs, wants, goals, and aspirations. Some companies that provide these services include CoinMama, Local Bitcoins, Indicoin, Kraken, and Bitquick. All of these companies charge fees for their services. Some, such as Bitquick, provide the quickest transactions but may charge higher fees. Local Bitcoins is a unique company that functions as an escrow service, enabling individuals to meet face-to-face to exchange Bitcoins for a predetermined price. Different companies have different minimum and maximum purchases, so if someone wants to make a purchase as small as $5 or as large as $25,000, he or she may need to find a company that allows those purchase values. Before purchasing Bitcoins, an individual needs to be aware of the current exchange value of Bitcoins. This can fluctuate wildly, even within a 24-hour period, but overall is generally on an upward trend. Knowing the current exchange value can empower an individual to make the best purchase decision. The individual also needs to be aware of what different Bitcoin units are. A millibitcoin is 1/1000th of a Bitcoin. A microbitcoin is 1/1000000th of a Bitcoin. A Satoshi, named after Bitcoin's creator, is the smallest unit at 1/100000000th of a Bitcoin. Next, the individual needs to determine how much Bitcoin he or she wants to purchase. Perhaps a more audacious investor would invest 20% of his or her monthly salary, while a more tepid investor that still wants to have the possibility of profiting from the surging value of Bitcoin might want to spend no more than $50. With all of the necessary information on hand and the resolute decision to purchase Bitcoins, the time has come to make the actual purchase. First,